Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, everybody locked in, everybody listening all over North America. Happy Monday to you. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you enjoyed the World Series. I think if you're in Canada, the answer is probably not. If you're in Los Angeles, I hope you're doing well. Hopefully not too drunk, not too hungover. The Dodgers had their parade today. We got Monday Night Football tonight. Got the Cardinals and the Cowboys. We had a boring Sunday Night Football game between the Commanders and the Seahawks. We got Jaden Daniels with a popped out elbow. It's just a lot. It's been a busy weekend. Deion Sanders in Colorado. I don't know how much longer he's going to be there. Hugh Freeze is gone. From Auburn, I mean, there's just a lot going on. The NFL trade deadline is tomorrow. 4 p.m. Eastern time. Is Trey Hendrickson going to move? Are the Bengals still going to hate each other's guts? There's just a lot going on in the world of sports. The Eagles have already made some moves. Yesterday, the Bills beat the Chiefs again. Can they beat them when it matters in the postseason? We'll talk about it. We have some guests that are going to join us as well. Sam Bruckhaus is going to join us from Sumer Sports, talk all things NFL. Andrew Destin is going to be here with us, covers all things Seattle sports. I'm going to ask him about the Seahawks. I mean, Sam Darnold was almost perfect last night. I'll be damned if Sam Darnold wins an MVP, but I mean, what are the Seahawks doing? And so we got a lot to discuss. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. Sirius XM channel 375, and a smart speaker, if you have one, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We get started 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, and if you use the internet, which I assume you do for something every now and then, maybe a lot, maybe too much, you can find me online. I exist. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief all over the place on the internet. I am in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Botcher, how you doing, man? You enjoyed the baseball over the weekend, Game 7?
I was actually so heartbroken for all the Blue Jays fans.
Oh.
Like, I was watching as a semi-neutral fan. I'd rather see Toronto win over the Dodgers, and that broke my heart as a secondary listener and watcher.
Ooh, man. Yeah, we know the Jays had this 3-2 series lead, and they go back to Toronto. They can't close them out. We saw Game 6, and that ended crazy. And then we got to Game 7 and went to extra innings. And you got Rojas hitting home runs and helping out on the defense. It was just a wild, wild game. It was a fun game. They said it is the most watched World Series game since 2017. So that's almost a decade. That's pushing a decade. That was a tremendous game. Botcha, am I a jerk? I was rooting for the Dodgers.
No, I can see that. You just wanted to see the Stars get rings. I don't blame you for that.
Yeah, well, at the same time, I'm not a fan of the Jays, you know? So I guess that also makes me a little bit of a jerk. But, hey, what can I do? So, hell of a World Series that we saw. Yamamoto walks away with the MVP, went out there and pitched on no rest on Saturday to help close him out 2 2/3 and came on in relief. He pitched 17 and 2/3 innings in the entire World Series, only gave up 2 runs. He gets the MVP. 3 wins. He had that complete game. He came on in relief. He was just spectacular. And so today they had the parade, and that means once again we had an opportunity to not only just hear Shohei Ohtani speak, we also heard from Yoshinobu Yamamoto. I've never heard this guy speak English. You know what? Let's listen to what Yamamoto had to say to the crowd today.
You know what? Losing isn't an option. Thank you, my teammates, my coaches, our amazing staff, and all the fans. We did it together.
Yeah, look at Bacha. I never heard that guy speak a word ever, period. Ever.
No, I think that might be the first time, besides for his maybe his press conference, where he's spoken in English without a translator.
Yeah, listen, I get it. After the games, these guys, they don't want anything misconstrued. They don't want to screw anything up. They don't want anything lost in translation. And so I guess to be comfortable enough to speak in English to just say thank you, I mean, it's not too much that you're going to screw up there. So we heard from Yamamoto, who won MVP. And damn it, well, let's hear from the other Japanese superstar. He didn't win World Series MVP. He's going to pick up another MVP for the regular season. That's just going to happen any day now. Listen to Shohei Ohtani speak to the fans at Dodger Stadium.
I want to say that I'm so proud of this team. And then I want to say you guys are the greatest fans in the world. And then I'm ready to get another ring next year. Let's go.
Oh, here we go. Ready for another ring. They're trying to three-peat, okay? The last time we saw anybody repeat was the 98 to 2000 Yankees, 98, 99, 2000. They won 3 in a row, and the Dodgers are out here trying to win 3 in a row as well. I mean, this is absolutely bananas. And who's going to stop them? I mean, they got one of the best pitchers in the game in Yamamoto. You got arguably the greatest player ever. I think he is the greatest player ever in Shohei Ohtani. Like, what the hell is stopping him? And then who the hell knows what they're going to do by the time we actually get into free agency. I mean, the Dodgers are so crazy. They may go out here and just pull Kyle Tucker, you know, to go play somewhere. What are we doing here? The Dodgers are, I'm not going to say obnoxious. They're not difficult. See, Bacha, this is the thing. Because their stars are primarily all, quote-unquote, good guys, who's a bad guy on the Dodgers? Who do you absolutely need to hate?
Well, I think Miguel Rojas now is hated by the entire country of Canada. One, and on top of that, he was probably the only person on that team that people didn't like. Maybe Blake Snell, just because he's a fool.
Yeah, he's been a jerk for the most of his career, pretty short and curt with the media. But outside of Blake Snell, there's nobody on the team that people just go, oh, I hate Freddie Freeman. Oh, I hate Shohei Ohtani. Oh, I can't stand Yamamoto. They're not coming across like jerks. They seem rather just calm and chill. We know the Japanese, especially Japanese culture, known for being very, very kind and courteous. And so this is a team that they very well, I think, as we all know, well, they can certainly go out there and win 3 in a row next season. They're going to be favorites to go next season to win again. But one guy who is not going to be there after his Hall of Fame career, he's now done. He had to come out in relief in his last appearance in Dodger Stadium. Clayton Kershaw, he spoke to the fans, and God bless him, he was able to have a nice send-off with everybody. If they lost, well, he'd just be back on his ranch in Dallas. But today he had a chance to address the fans. Listen to this.
I told Freddie I'm going to try not to cry today. but I don't know if that's going to work. I'll try not to make it weird. Thank you. Thank you for 18 years. Thank you for showing up and watching us play for the last 18 years. Thank you for being here for me and my family and supporting us. And thank you for all you guys. Thank you, my teammates. You guys are the best in the world. You guys are the best team in the world. And you've been the best team in the world for as long as I remember. You know, last year, I said I was a Dodger for life. And today, that's true. And today, I get to say that I'm a champion for life.
Hey, listen, man, that guy's a champion. He's going into the Hall of Fame. They might as well move some space over, make some room in Cooperstown, because Clayton Kershaw is going there next. And you know what? Even though the World Series ended in the Dodgers' favor, you know, there's another old guy, much older. Well, not much older, but he's about 41, 42 years old, and Max Scherzer. I mean, he pitched for the Jays. He ends up on these teams pitching in the World Series. He's bounced around a lot, as I guess he has nothing better to do. He loves baseball. Max Scherzer was asked after the Blue Jays loss whether or not he's going to call it quits. Listen to this.
I think I'll give a full answer on that later, but I will say this. I just don't see how that's the last pitch I've ever thrown.
No, well, there you go. He said he was going to give it some thought, and, it didn't take a few days, so we'll see what happens there. So Max Scherzer is certainly not happy with the results there, not winning another World Series. And speaking of not happy, we had a former player in baseball, Caleb Johnson, who played in the big leagues at the catcher position. After the game was done, he pretty much said that the Jays were better than the Dodgers. He's like, the best team didn't win.
There were a lot of wet eyes, and I don't doubt them, and I don't blame them for that. And it's going to sound like sour grapes, and I don't really give a shit, but I think the better team did not win this series. I think the Blue Jays are the better team, and I feel like they played baseball a certain way that was infectious, that grabbed the attention of the fans, and it's disheartening to see that the better team did not win. And that's not to take anything away from the Dodgers, but the Blue Jays, they did so many things correct. They did so many things right.
Oh, come on. You can't say that, Af. Well, you can say that, and he knows it sounds like sour grapes because it is sour grapes. Like, the result is the result. They had seven games. They had two games to close them out. The Jays did not get the job done. How could you say that they were a better team and they lost? They had seven games to go out there and do so. They had two opportunities to close them out, and they missed it. And so just leave well enough alone. You know, I'm pretty sure if you're a Dodgers fan, you look at that and you roll your eyes. And if you're a Blue Jays fan, what is saying that do? Does that change the results? Do they end up with a W now? Do they win the World Series? Do they get a second-place trophy? The answer is no. That's absolutely sour grapes. Dodgers were the better team. Well, the Blue Jays were the better team? No. They had a chance to go out there on the grass, on the field, the same field as the Dodgers, and they lost. Just go ahead. Leave it alone. I mean, even their manager, John Schneider, you know, the fact that they were an underdog, perceived an underdog, he didn't necessarily appreciate that.
We played our game. Our game is as good as anybody in baseball. So is it two heavyweights going back and forth? You know, going back to the beginning of the series when people were calling it David versus Goliath, it's not even close. They're good. I put this group of guys against any other 26 players in the entire planet.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Blue Jays are good. They just ran up against the juggernaut. And I guess by the time we get to next season, maybe the Orioles or the Rays will kind of come out of, whatever toilet bin that they've been in. And maybe they'll go to the World Series because the Dodgers are just taking care of everybody coming out of the American League East. Took care of the Yankees last year. Now they got the Blue Jays. Who knows who they're going to wax next year? Hey, we've entered into a dynasty territory here. With the Dodgers. Man, they were a dynasty before they even won that championship on Saturday night. And so what can we do? Boccia, there's nobody getting close to them. Not that we could think of.
No, unless a team wants to develop like they have, put into the spending that they have, and then on top of that, they build a culture that is just winning, where it's just Dave Roberts handles their personality so well, and not to mention they just have winners. Like, Kike Hernandez is a winner. Miguel Rojas knows how to win. It's just everything is in a perfect alignment in L.A., and it's just not plausible right now for really any other team to step up to their level.
No, it's not. Nobody's going to spend. You mentioned the development, the camaraderie, the contracts. These guys are not going anywhere. Granted, Kershaw is now moving on, but he's no longer in his prime. He's out of it. And then you talk about Dave Roberts. He has to just sit down and manage the team. It's not even like, hey, he has to put out fires and do damage control. Dave Roberts might have one of the best jobs in sports right now. You know, after the victory, he spoke to the MLB Network. And Dave Roberts, I mean, this is what a good manager does. He said, it's all about my players. They're the bomb.
I mean, you look at this journey that we had. We started out in Tokyo, ended north of the border in Canada, going to a Game 7, coming out of the wild card series. And, you know, it looked bleak at times, but our guys never wavered, remained steadfast, kept believing in each other. Who would have thought Miggy Rowe would hit a homer to tie it up? And then what Will Smith does, and just the fight, the pitching performance from Yamamoto, one day off, goes three innings for the win. It's just guys, we asked more than guys have ever been asked to do stuff, and then they all delivered. It was just, I'm just so proud of these guys. I really am.
Yeah, now they got an entire offseason to spend more money, to get better, to return basically the same damn team and go after another World Series. Go ahead and clock it. Okay, we haven't seen dominance like this since the New York Yankees in the late 90s. The Yankees went for three. They did it successfully. The Yankees tried to go for four. They didn't beat the Diamondbacks. The Dodgers, yeah, who's going to stop them next year? There's going to be some Johnny-come-lately, some hotshot team that nobody expected. Nobody expected, overall, the Blue Jays to win the American League, okay? Nobody said, oh, my God, they're the clear-cut favorite. They got there. And they lost. They had an opportunity to win. I feel real bad for their fans. We saw their faces. We saw the expressions. And just to be in that position and have two games, two opportunities to close it out, and for it to not happen, yeah, there's a lot of hurt in Toronto. There's a lot of hurt in Canada. But the people in Los Angeles, oh, yeah, I saw them rioting and drinking and all that other stuff. They're having a good old time. And then today they had the parade. We're going to talk more about the Dodgers later on in the show because we've had our share of dynasties in the sports space. The Dodgers are right there, and it doesn't appear to be anything slowing them down or stopping them. We'll get back to the Dodgers later on in the show. We're just getting warmed up. I told you we're going to have some guests who are going to come through and join us. We're less than 24 hours away from the NFL trade deadline tomorrow at 4 p.m. We're going to be joined by Sam Bruckhouse from Sumer Sports. He's going to join us later on in the show. How about this? Next hour, we saw a crap Sunday Night Football matchup. We're going to have Andrew Destin joining us from the Associated Press. He's based in Washington State. It was a bad game for the Commanders. It was a good game for the Seahawks. And then we got Daniels is out with that busted up elbow. Why the hell was he in the game? You got the Eagles making moves. We talked about the Bills going over the Chiefs. Marvin Harrison Sr. is saying that the Cardinals, he can't even watch them. The Cardinals are taking on the Cowboys tonight to wrap up week 9. There's a lot to discuss. If you want to call up, you can. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. For ISM. When we come back, I'm going to give you an update on Jaden Daniels. Why the hell was he even in the game? And what the heck is going on with Sam Darnold? When did he just all of a sudden, I guess leaving the Jets will kind of do that for you. Anyway, we'll talk some NFL on the other side. Congratulations, it's Monday. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Re-Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to think. O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We're going to get into Monday Night Football between the Cardinals and the Dallas Cowboys. Okay, we'll get to that next hour. Not the most exciting of matchups because Jacoby Brissett is going to be out there for the Cardinals and Kyler Murray is still dealing with that foot injury. But there's a little bit of, I can't even say trouble in paradise. There's nothing paradise about the Arizona Cardinals. But when you got a legendary dad like Marvin Harrison Sr., taking a dump on the team and its offense. Yeah, well, we'll get into what he said. We'll do that next hour. Let's talk about a crap game from last night. And I knew this was going to be garbage from the beginning. The Seahawks went out there and smashed the Commanders 38-14. There was nothing interesting about this game. It was pretty much highlighted by Sam Darnold and his superhuman efforts. He was basically perfect in the first half, completing 16 of 16 passes. He finished with 4 touchdowns, 330 yards in the air. And he was just, I mean, he's continuing on from what he did last season where he looked amazing. And Sam Darnold, I guess you leave the Jets, you leave Carolina, and you can look pretty good. And God bless him. He was in Minnesota, did great last year. And right now, 16 touchdowns. 5 interceptions. Sam Darnold is, well, he's playing on another level. And so we'll have that conversation with Andrew Destin next hour about the reality. How good are the Seattle Seahawks? I mean, are they really contenders? Is their defense going to hold up? They're 6-2 in the NFC West. And so Sam Darnold is one half of the equation from last night. And then at the end of the game, about 7 minutes left, it was already done. The game was cooked. It was over. It was a wrap. And no, we didn't see Marcus Mariota out there. Jaden Daniels, who's dealt with a series of leg injuries all season long, was still in the damn game. And then he got sacked. And let's just say this was an ugly scene, as his elbow, his arm, it bent the wrong damn way. They had to take him off of the field. He had an air cast on his arm. It was a horrific injury. I didn't want to see it. Thank God it didn't snap off his damn arm, but I mean, it was a bad watch in and of itself. And so the question was posed to Dan Quinn, why in the hell did you still have this guy in the game? And he pretty much said today that it was all his fault.
Many of you have been asking about the thought process of Jaden being in the game in that situation. I get that. I've been thinking about it, honestly, nonstop, too. And, you know, for me, the answer is, man, I missed it. But I would, you know, I'll fill you in on my thought process. At the start of the fourth quarter, I guess it was probably like 12 and a half minutes left in the game. And that was going to be the last drive for a couple of guys, Jaden and Zach and Debo and LT. And so we weren't going to have any read run plays, and meaning no carries, you know, for the quarterback on a run. And honestly, man, that's where I missed it. Of course, he could scramble. It's Jaden. It's what he's special at. And that is 100% that's on me.
Well, you know, he said the play was not designed for him to run. You just heard he didn't want him to run. But I give him credit. I mean, what is he going to do? Say, hey, he could be a jerk. I mean, we got a lot of head coaches in the NFL. If they do something wrong, they never admit it. They try to be curt. They try to be short with the media. They try to be, you know, a jackass to the press. I give Dan Quinn credit. I give him credit. He said it was my fault. He explained it. And I think this is one of the reasons why the players appreciate him and why Dan Quinn doesn't get kicked around a lot. I mean, even when he was here in Atlanta, he didn't. Yeah, I know about the 28-3 lead. Please don't remind me. He didn't catch crap in hell the way some of these other coaches would, because Dan Quinn doesn't come across as a jerk. But that was a massive mistake. He cost his team the quarterback. We don't know how long he's going to be out. They say indefinitely. I wouldn't be surprised if we did not see him again this season. The Commanders are 3-6. This is a team that we expected to go backwards, knowing what they did last year. It was quite surprising to see a team with a rookie quarterback basically go to an NFC championship game. Nobody was expecting that. And so to think that they were going to do that again, highly unlikely. But to be 3-6, look, Jaden Daniels was healthy last year. Been busted up all this year. First, it was his legs. His elbow went the wrong damn way. Yeah, no reason to throw him back out there, right? Commander's guard, Sam Cosby, one of the guys who's tasked with protecting him, he says the injury is just, it's horrific. It's terrible for all of us and him.
Gut-wrenching. I mean, you could just hear they are about to take out everybody in the stadium. I mean, it's just not a good feeling to see that, for sure. So,
it really sucks.
Yeah, it really sucks. What else are you going to do? And then on the other hand, you got Sam Darnold. I mean, he's going out there basically perfect in the first half. Sam is like, man, I saw the guy's elbow. It was terrible.
I will say, too, like, just thinking about Jaden as well right now, that last play that he had didn't look too good. So, you know, just thinking about him and you know, what he's going through right now. So I just wanted to say that.
What a nice guy that Sam Darnold is. Yabacha, I saw that thing one time and I was like, oh my God, let's not keep showing that, man. That was bad, bro.
Yeah, I don't like anything when people's bones and legs and body parts go different directions. That's not for me. So once was enough.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. You know, I still had the game on in the background, even though that game sucked. Yabacha, who decided that was going to be a good game?
Well, to be fair, if both teams were at full health and playing like last year, their capabilities, it would have been a pretty good game.
I guess we got to put Seattle in some primetime games. I'm just, you know why it feels like a downer to me? I'm not sold on Sam Darnold. I'm not. God bless him. He has earned his way into being a starting quarterback in the NFL. But based on what we saw last year, in the last two games, the final game of the regular season and the postseason, I'm not looking at Sam Darnold to win a big game. And I'm also tying that into, and I get it, it's a long time ago, I'm tying it into the early portion of his career with the Jets. It's like when the going gets tough, I'm sorry, hate to bring it up, Sam, but Sam Darnold is seeing ghosts. I don't trust him. And so I'm happy the Seahawks are currently 6-2. And this is going to be a question I'm going to pose to Andrew next hour. I want to get his thoughts. Like, he sees every minute, every play, every snap of the Seattle Seahawks. What does he think about them? I just don't have too much confidence. I'm happy that they're rolling right now. Sam Darnold was perfect, 16-16, four touchdowns. Good for him. I'm happy. A matter of fact, Sam Darnold said, listen, I didn't even know I was perfect until somebody told me.
No, you know, I was, you know, obviously I can feel the flow of the game and understand that we're doing really good on offense, but no, I didn't know that I was, hadn't thrown an incompletion, you know, but it's pretty cool. You know, someone at halftime said to me that I hadn't thrown an incompletion, so I think he's to blame for that, for throwing an incompletion in the second half.
Yeah, a little bit of a jinx. Yeah, how about that? Head coach Mike McDonald, he spoke to the press, and he basically said, we grew as a team. We beat up on the Commanders.
Well, I thought we took a massive jump today with our operation. That I thought I was proud of the way we took the line and motioned and shift, and that's been a massive point of emphasis for us. They're playing together. So it doesn't matter how old you are, but this group is committed to, you know, to play for the guy next to him, and that's a powerful thing. And you can do some special things if you keep doing that.
Yeah. Well, next up for Seattle, good for them. They get to pick up another victory. They take on the Arizona Cardinals, and we don't know. We know Kyler Murray is not playing tonight. Even if Kyler Murray is out there, he's going to be running around on a foot that's busted up, not busted up, and he plays quarterback like he's in a backyard. So. I feel good about Seattle going 7-2. And all the best to Jaden Daniels. Washington season is done. Okay, let's just go ahead and put it that way. They're 3-6. There's no coming back. No need to rush Jaden Daniels back. They're cooked. Go ahead and call the season a wrap. Last year was a nice story. I'm going to look at Washington for next year. We'll see what happens. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, there's so many injuries. We're gonna talk more about the injuries across the NFL. It's not just Jaden Daniels who got down, but Washington moving away from winning a championship. But when we come back on the other side of the break, we'll talk about a team still searching for a championship. Buffalo Bills went out there and beat the Chiefs again in the regular season. And then the team that actually won the championship, the Philadelphia Eagles, man, they're making some moves here. They're trying to repeat, fortifying the defense. We'll talk about some teams that are actually competing for a title. We'll do that on the other side of the break. The phone number here is 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Right now on the Infinity Sports Network, it is time for a news flash. Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com.
Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We just talked about a team. Well, they're not going anywhere this year. The Washington Commanders are 3-6. Jaden Daniels' elbow went the wrong damn way. We got Dan Quinn telling everybody, it's my fault that I left him in. It is 100% on me. Kudos to him for showing some, well, not some, having a lot of accountability as a head coach. We got some coaches, as I mentioned, that would typically just say, hey, I made a mistake, and then be a jerk with the media, not Dan Quinn. So unfortunately, Washington looks cooked for this season, okay? They were already looking bad with a 3-5 record. Now they're 3-6, and their quarterback is going to be out probably for the rest of the season. So all the best to Jaden Daniels in his recovery. Meanwhile, we got a couple of teams that are actually competing for championships or a championship this season. I don't even want to say they're going in different directions. The Chiefs are trying to expand and get back into the playoff picture. Patrick Mahomes has been having an MVP caliber year and kind of dragging him along. But yesterday, Patrick Mahomes had one of his worst, maybe the worst game of his career in the regular season. 250 yards passing, one interception. He was sacked three times. He completed less than 50% of his passes for the first time, I think, in his entire career. And the Bills beat the Chiefs, something that they do all the time in the regular season. They beat him 28-21. This is now the Bills' fifth straight victory over the Kansas City Chiefs in the regular season. We know it's a different story when we get to the postseason. I know a lot of Buffalo Bills fans, no reason to be happy about what took place. So the Bills now have a record of 6-2. The Chiefs fall to 5-4. They missed out on an opportunity to keep things moving and climb up the standings in the AFC West. It looks like the Chiefs are going to be competing for a wild card spot. But the Bills beat him again, and it's all good. Buffalo Bills could beat him in a regular season. Do it in the postseason, okay? You want to be impressive? There's a couple of teams that are just hanging around. Buffalo Bills have been one of them, haven't been able to make it back to a Super Bowl with Josh Allen leading the way. And then the other team is, well, the other team in the AFC is the Baltimore Ravens, who are just trying to win on out here the rest of the season just to get back in competition. And so Josh Allen, even though it's a regular season matchup, he knows it's a big deal to beat the Chiefs. Listen to what he said.
They're the pinnacle of what you want your franchise to be. They've been that for the last 8 years. You know, anytime you get a chance to play, you know, the best and you can come away with a victory, you're going to be feeling pretty good. You know, there's a lot to be happy about. But like I alluded to earlier this week, it's never as good, never as bad as you think.
Never as good, never as bad. It's 6-2. You go through an NFL season, you got to go through the highs, you got to go through the lows. And Andy Reid says, the Buffalo Bills are looking at us. We're looking at the Buffalo Bills. We got some catching up to do if we want to beat them.
We've got to do a little better than that, obviously. When you're playing a good football team, it starts with me and doing my job better. And giving our guys an opportunity to put them in good position there where they can make some plays. Against a team like this, both offensively and defensively.
No, come on. Bacha, everybody is so accountable, huh? Everybody is taking ownership for everything today, huh?
Well, that's the trend with good coaches. Oh. When you have a coach that doesn't take accountability, that places blame on their players, and generally just seems uninterested, that's when you know a team is not going to succeed. So,
okay.
I know Commanders, bad record, but the Chiefs win. Bills win. It's just, there's trends.
Yeah, maybe some of the bad coaches can take note. Well, maybe they just get beat up every single week. They just kind of beat into the ground. Yeah, the Bills, we know this. Overall, it doesn't matter what the records look like. Unless there's some massive injuries here, we know Buffalo is going to go to the playoffs. Kansas City, unless something crazy happens, Kansas City, even with a 5-4 record, they're likely to keep turning things around and make it to the playoffs. And once they get into the postseason, it's done. It doesn't matter what the Buffalo Bills did. I think the Buffalo Bills fans will tell you that as well. Yeah, we can beat the Chiefs in the regular season. When are we going to beat them in the postseason? Like, let's be real. Kansas City Chiefs cannot go to the Super Bowl every single year. Somebody else is eventually going to have to go out there and break through. It's bound to happen. Sean McDermott, though, at least playing in front of his crowd, he's like, hey, the fans got us through this one.
Great win. Again, a great environment. Crowd was just awesome. That's a long game right there, and back and forth. Some really high highs and some things we want back. So we can learn from those, but they stayed right in there with us. Great team win. A lot of guys stepped up, maybe that haven't been playing as much due to the injuries.
Well, he's thanking the crowd. Patrick Mahomes is taking a look at the Bills' defense, and he's just like, well, they're one of the reasons that we lost. He says we got to do better in getting the ball down the field. Listen to what he said about the Bills.
They had a really good plan, man. They have good pass rushers, and they had a good plan of doing some games and stuff up front and pushing the pocket. So credit to them. They had a great plan, and they have great players, and they made a lot of plays today.
Yeah. We'll see what the Kansas City Chiefs do. They'll be – Bacha, you worried about them? They'll be fine.
No. I've seen nothing but solid things from the Chiefs, and there's nothing in my mind that has told me, red flag, this team's not going to be good. It's just – the only thing that is a big question mark for the Chiefs right now is the run game. I think the weapons are fine receiving wise, and you have Kelce, of course. The O-line's been okay to good. It's just, can they find a true running back to be their guy?
Yeah, Pacheco dealing with injuries. Hunt isn't the same player that he used to be. I guess if there's a positive for the Kansas City Chiefs, they're heading into their bye week, and the next game, it's going to be a tough one. This may also determine the playoff positioning. They're going to have to win this one. It's going to be against the Denver Broncos. So the Kansas City Chiefs, they can't afford to go out here and now fall to 5-5, after going on this win streak, three-game winning streak that was just snapped, obviously, against the Buffalo Bills. So the Kansas City Chiefs, not worried, not concerned yet. Okay, and as the season continues on, I would say the schedule evens out just a little bit. They have the Indianapolis Colts. I don't know if Daniel Jones turned into a pumpkin yesterday with all the interceptions, but he did. They take on the Dallas Cowboys. Probably be a shootout. They take on Houston. Well, they'll probably beat Houston. They have the Chargers. They have Tennessee. They take on Denver and Las Vegas. So things, the Chiefs should make the postseason. Okay, so not too worried or concerned about them there. Speaking of a bye week, a team that's currently on their bye week, the Philadelphia Eagles, not resting on their laurels. We know that the NFL trade deadline is tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 Pacific, and the Eagles have not wasted any time. Last week, they traded for Michael Carter, who is a cornerback. They need some help on the opposite side of Quinyon Mitchell. And then today, they decided to bring in Jalen Phillips, from the Miami Dolphins. Yeah, the Dolphins, we know that they're basically, they should be on a fire sale. I mean, they're on a quick road to absolutely nowhere. General manager Chris Greer got fired. You think about their coach and Mike McDaniel. He's probably going to get the boot. Tua Tagovailoa is pretty much on borrowed time outside of his contract. And so Mike McDaniel, he spoke today about Jalen Phillips being traded. His situation, unfortunately for him, has been injuries. It's been his knees, his Achilles. He's blowing Achilles. He's tearing ACLs. But he still is young and should have some life to him. Listen to what Mike McDaniel had to say.
You know, my feelings towards it was it, you know, I have a high regard and a lot of investment into Jalen Phillips. And I, you know, this, that part of the business, I absolutely dislike in terms of having to say goodbye to a player. That being said, I understand the, you know, it was a trade that we got back compensation, and I understand the value of that compensation. And
yeah, they got a third round pick in next year's draft. Who cares? Okay. Miami Dolphins are going nowhere. Why keep guys on the roster when you can just bring in capital that can help you into the future? The Dolphins going nowhere. Okay. So Jalen Phillips on his way to the Philadelphia Eagles. Meanwhile, how about this? We got another squad trying to do some damage here. Jaire Alexander did not work out. Wasn't working out. He's been injured over the past couple of seasons. Things did not work out in Baltimore. He really didn't get any play, didn't get any time out there. And so Philadelphia also brings in Jaire Alexander. So not only do they get an edge rusher in Jalen Phillips, they bring in a former Pro Bowl caliber player in Jaire Alexander. If he can actually stay healthy, he should be able to go out there and do some damage. John Harbaugh, I mean, he's been kind of grumpy lately, having to answer all these questions about Lamar Jackson and his hamstring injury prior to him returning. John Harbaugh had some thoughts about trading Jaire Alexander. Let's just say he got right to the damn point.
Right. No, I think it's kind of a trade deadline kind of situation. You got a scenario where the trade deadline's coming up and there's opportunities to do different things and try to make your team better, and falls in that category.
Yeah, falls in that category. He didn't wax as poetic as Mike McDaniel did about Jalen Phillips. But also at the same time, let's be real, Jaire Alexander joined the team right before the start of the season. So not as much equity into the franchise, any organization. And so we talked about the Philadelphia Eagles. We know they're probably going to be competing for a championship again in the NFC. Kansas City Chiefs, we know that they got to turn things around now with a record of 5-4. And then the Ravens, I mean, damn it, they really got some work to do. We know that they basically have to win out if they want to get into the postseason and compete for a title. That'd be a crazy comeback if they're able to do so. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. I told you we're less than 24 hours away from the NFL trade deadline. We talked about some of the trades that have already taken place. And then we got a lot of guys who might be moving. The Bengals stink. Are they going to move on from Trey Hendrickson? We know he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. The Jets stink. You know, Breece Hall could certainly help out a team like the Kansas City Chiefs. The Saints stink. Yeah, we got a lot of teams with assets that they could move and prepare for the future. We're going to talk about some of the guys who might get moved prior to the deadline tomorrow. We'll give you that update on the other side of the break. Andrew Destin is going to join us to talk about the Seattle Seahawks. So we got a lot more to do as we continue on. You're locked in. You're listening. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.